This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Oregon Court of Appeals upheld $135,000 worth of damages to a lesbian couple from a bakery that refused them service. Roller derby, which started in the U.S. in the 1930s, has surged in popularity in the past 15 years or so. In the Middle East, there are now teams in Cairo, Beirut, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi. Facebook does not have a comprehensive set of rules for dealing with the removal of accounts or posts, relying instead on an often confusing set of community standards as well as on an algorithm and users' reports of impropriety on the platform. Bookstore sales were $684 million in October, the Census Bureau reported, off 4.6% from a year earlier and down 40% from a decade ago. In his third attempt, a former soccer star, George Weah, has been elected as president of Liberia in what appears to be the first peaceful transition in 41 years, winning over the sitting vice president, several warlords, and his ex-girlfriend. Robert Mugabe, the long-serving and recently deposed leader of Zimbabwe, will have a retirement package that includes 24 staff, 3 new cars every 5 years, and a newly built 8-bedroom residence or its equivalents in cash, according to the new leader. Marcy's Law requires that crime victims be notified and heard in most criminal proceedings, receive protection and full and timely restitution, and be allowed to confer with prosecutors. It also expands victims' privacy rights and prohibits unreasonable delay of criminal cases. Some jurisdictions are now pushing back on the law as expensive and burdensome where it has been enacted. Half of women say they have experienced harassment in their workplace at some point in their lives. Landscaping is a $75 billion industry. In 2010, about 500 million tweets were posted every 2 weeks. In November, that many were sent each day by Twitter. From December 26 to January 31st, 45% of Americans will try to return at least one gift. An estimated 10 million Americans are either blind or visually impaired. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.